Today's scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17. Learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the opposed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead to case of the widow.
All right. So while the week we were at Cedar Kirk, we stayed every night at Cedar Kirk. And each day, except for Friday, we went over to Bethel in the morning. We ate breakfast at Cedar Kirk, and then we headed over in our van. And the majority of the days, we were, like, prepping. They have one day that people come and pick up all the food, the bags of food that we prepared. One of the things that I took away from being there was I didn't realize how much goes into preparing just to do one day a week to hand out food to people, because they get all these huge truckloads of food, so they have to sort them by what will expire first, and then make sure that the things, like some of the stuff had been damaged, so you get rid of the things that are damaged and make sure like what you can use. And we made like lines and put all bags together with all of their basic need items. One of the things I noticed also, as being the secretary here, I see a lot of people come through that have like needs, but a lot of the time it's like a specific need, like I need money for this. When we have the manna bags, I always here I judge how if you're really in need by if you want our manna bag. So if someone comes in and says, well, here's what I need, and I say, well, you know, can we help you with this, and they say like no. At Bethel, everybody who came through had a genuine need and wanted what we had, and were very grateful that we were giving it to them. And so it was definitely a different feeling, because it was they are so self-sufficient, they don't want to like take anything more than what they're being given. They would come through. There was one lady who was pregnant and had like her two children with her, and I just remember thinking like, oh man, she's got her hands full, because I know. And she literally didn't want, like, she had one thing on her head and she's holding her child and trying to get the stuff, and we literally had to say like, boys, just go take her stuff and carry it out, you know, because they're trying so hard to do everything they can to, and then still taking, you know, those basic need items. And another thing that I thought was neat about Bethel that Javier, who's in charge there, told us was that he said it's important for small churches kind of like ours to know that as big as Bethel is now, it was started by a small group of Cumberland Presbyterian churches. They rented a tiny house in Ruskin and began holding Spanish language church services for migrant farm workers. And as the people started to come, they saw what a huge need there was for helping those people and what hard workers they were. And so I just thought it was really neat that just a couple small, tiny churches sort of banded together and created a huge way of helping such a large amount of people. I don't know if you could hear it in there, but they said they have over 370 families that come each Tuesday to collect their basic need items, and that's just an amazing thing. They literally were lined up at the door when we walked in and didn't stop until it was time to go home. So we're going to, should I make him pick strawberries? I think we should make him pick strawberries, right? Okay, everybody stand up. So this was another thing that we did while we were there on the first day to kind of make us understand more about the migrant farm workers. And if you can't do it, if you don't want to do it, that's okay. But if you can, I like everybody to pretend like you're picking strawberries. I'm only going to make you do it for about 15 seconds, but what you have to do is squat down and then just pretend like you're picking up strawberries for just for 15 seconds. I'm going to time it. Yep. One. Okay, you can be done now. Now stand up. It wasn't very fun, right? Now imagine doing that for 8 to 12 hours a day in the sun with no shade, only the water that you bring, and even in weather like this, they just that's their job. That's what they have to do all day long. And so it was I think it was a blessing for us to be able to help them, not just that we were helping them, but I think that it was something that we grew and we enjoyed doing for them, because it was definitely a very neat learning experience. All right, I'm going to pass this. That's a great thing. Well, I can't remember exactly. Do you remember? Yeah, there was only four or five different things in the grocery store. When you go in the produce and you look at all the different vegetables and fruits there are, there's only about four or five of those things that are actually picked by machines. Everything else is picked by hand by someone who's out there breaking their back in the sun all day. So it's, yeah. Even they said with strawberries, the person's job isn't just to pick them and throw them in a basket and then somebody else cleans them and does something with them. Your job is to pick them, put them in the green thing, and it has to look presentable, like you would want to buy it. And then they put them into the plates, and then they carry them all the way to the truck. And they get paid by how many of those they do, not by the hour. So it's very cool. All right, I'm going to pass this on to Reese, and they're going to share with you one of their favorite experiences.
I'm Reese, and my favorite experience was handing out the food just to see how happy and grateful that people are to just receive the little food that they got.
One of my favorite memories from our trip was the day we were handing out bags of food to the local people. I remember seeing the smiles and happy faces as they came through the line and how they showed us how appreciative they were to be receiving the food. Another memory from our trip was the day we were out in the field helping pull weeds and tend to the crops. As we were talking or taking the weeds to the compost, one of the farmers took me to see his banana trees. After that, I asked the farmer where I could get a banana tree. As we were gathering up to leave, the farmer walks over and gives me one of his banana trees to take home. I was so grateful to receive the banana tree and was touched that he would part with something that provided a food source for himself. It really showed me how caring they are towards others when they themselves have so little.
I'm Bryce, and my favorite day of our retreat was when we went out to the fields and helped the farmers. It was pretty hard work, but it made me realize how hard they really worked to give other people food, not even for themselves. And they were just the people we went and helped, they were very grateful for all the help they received, and we didn't even do near as much as other farm workers would do. I also liked when every day we came back to Cedar Kirk and did like a Bible study and everything. It made me just think about like that the work we did isn't like all we could do. There's a lot more that the farm workers need help with and can do with the help of other people. So.
I'm Kaylee, and my favorite part of our mission trip to Bethel was getting to know the people who worked there. It was inspiring seeing how passionate they were about helping immigrant farmers.
My name is Maddie, and I liked how Bethel helped so many people in need. My favorite part was knowing that I made a difference.
Jesus said, let those who have eyes to see, let them see. Let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Those who have lives to give, let them give. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please pray with me. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for these amazing young people of Hope Church. We thank you how, for them, believing is seeing rather than the other way around. That because of their deep faith and commitment to you, to your kingdom, they have taken a risk and stepped out. Yes, Lord, we know they had a good time. They played together, they ate together, they sang and worshiped and prayed together. They also served together. Serve some of the least of these, our brothers and sisters. And in doing so, they served you. In seeing them, they saw you. Because of their faith, their eyes were opened, and they saw you and the world in a whole new way. Lord, thank you. Thank you for these young people, for their faith, their service, their dedication, and for the ways, all the many ways that they are growing in their walk with you. I thank you also, Lord, for this congregation, for their love and support of these young people, the ways that they are bearing witness to your love and grace in their lives and sharing that love and grace with them. And we pray, O Lord, then in return, that having heard, having seen, having lived, that the rest of us as well, in turn, will be able to do, to act, to see, to serve some of the least of these, and in doing so, to serve and worship you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.